Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes the summer show train. Association of American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life, brings you the Railroad Summer Show Train, starring Gordon McRae and featuring Lucille Norman, with the music of Carmen Dragon and the orchestra, script by Gene Holloway, and the choir under the direction of Norman Luboff. And now here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, tonight we're going to ride the summer show train back through time and memory to another year that you lived yesterday. Tonight's destination, 1931.
You came along from out of nowhere. You took my heart.
...1931, America, a year that you lived yesterday. Herbert Hoover was President of the United States, and Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Governor of New York. The newspaper headlines were full of names like Mahatma Gandhi, Al Capone, Dutch Schultz, Huey Long, and Jack Legs Diamond. The Depression was 2 years old, and things were serious, both home and abroad, but life went on.
People fell in love, went to the movies, went dancing, read books, sang songs, and went to shows when they had the price in their pocket, and favored the shows that could make them forget their trouble.
You're so right, Lucille. And the first musical show ever to win the Pulitzer Prize opened in 1931 at the Music Box Theater. The stars were Victor Moore, William Gaxton, George Murphy, and Lois Moran. And a great song crossed the footlights and swept the nation. A song that went like this.
Coffee, I sing, baby. Summer, autumn, winter, spring, baby. You're my silver lining. You're my sky blue. There's love light shining just because of you. Coffee, I sing, baby. You have got that certain thing, baby. Shining star and inspiration, worthy of a mighty nation. Of thee I sing.
Of thee I sing, baby. Summer, autumn, winter, spring, baby.
You're my silver lining, you're my sky of blue. There's a love light shining just because of you. Of thee I sing, baby. You have got that certain thing, baby. Shining star and inspiration, worthy of a mighty nation. Of thee I sing.
1931. You remember 1931, don't you?
How much time do you think you'll do it in?
Just a moment. I'll be able to tell you in a moment.
You're standing on Ocean Beach, Daytona, Florida. Captain Malcolm Campbell is driving his 1,450-horsepower speeding car, the Bluebird, down and back on a one-mile course. In a minute, you'll hear a new time record.
Wow, look at him go.
What did he do it in?
245.733 miles an hour.
Holy smoke! That's good enough for the front pages of my paper. I'll see you later.
And the following morning, you read about this historic moment on the front pages of every paper in the country. Yes, everything was traveling faster in 1931.
Yes, everything traveled faster in 1931. Trains, cars, lights, sound. While the world was spinning dizzily down, deeper and deeper into the Depression.
Smile, darn, yes, smile. You know this old world is a great world after all. Smile, darn, yes, smile.
majority of people tried desperately to keep their spirits high in any way they could. They took their noses from the grindstone long enough to see Greta Garbo in her first talking movie, Anna Christie, or Pola Negri in A Woman Commands. And in a show called Everybody's Welcome, they heard introduced for the first time a hit melody that was to become an even greater hit years later when it was revived in the film Casablanca. Remember this song back in 31?
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy. Same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
In 1931, skirts were longer, and women were wearing mesh stockings and Empress Eugenie hats. And they were listening raptly to a young man sing a song that was to belong exclusively to him.
Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Boo, boo, boo.
People dashed home to hear Bing Crosby on the radio. And things came to a complete standstill all over the country when it was time to tune in Amos and Andy. Ladies were deeply in love with a devastating Frenchman.
Every little breeze seems to whisper Louise. Birds in a tree seem to twitter Louise. Each little rose tells me it knows je vous aime. I love you.
Yes, ladies were falling in love with a devastating Frenchman and thereby irritating their husbands considerably around the bridge table.
You know, I think Marie Chevalier's just the cutest thing, don't you, Lucille?
Two hearts.
Oh, I think so, too. I saw the smiling lieutenant three times.
Two hearts.
All right, dear, all right. Now, don't get excited.
Two hearts.
Pass. I pass, too.
Pass? You can't pass. I gave you a demand bid.
Now, Harry, if you're going to act like that, I'm not going to play bridge with you anymore. My goodness, it's only a game.
Yes, and there's a right way and a wrong way to play it. Ely Culbertson says very plainly in his
book... Now, don't get started on Ely Culbertson again.
Well, why do you think he wrote the book? He wrote the book so people would know how to play the game. There ought to be a law against women even being allowed to sit down at a bridge table.
Bridge playing was the vogue, and some took it seriously, and some didn't. And some didn't play it at all.
1931 was the year of Culbertson and Lenz. It was the year Henry Ford produced his 20 millionth automobile. And it was the year Fred and Adele Astaire made their final stage appearance together in a review called The Bandwagon, which gave America this great song to sing.
Dancing in the dark till the tune ends. We're dancing in the dark it soon ends. We're waltzing in the wonder of why we're here. Time hurries by, we're here and gone.
Looking for the light of a new
$7 million a day. Yes, $7 million a day is what the American railroads spend for the materials, supplies, and equipment they use in providing you with essential transportation. Now, that's a lot of money. But the railroads have a tremendous shopping list of 100,000 or so items which they buy from practically every line of industry. All these purchases promote business and provide jobs in more than 12,000 communities throughout the country. Spending this money to get the right materials at the right price and distributing them in the right quantities at the right places is a big and complex job. The men who carry on this work for the railroads are gathered in St. Louis this week for the annual meeting of the Purchases and Stores Division of the Association of American Railroads. Through their experience and their knowledge of conditions, the railroads know exactly what is needed for every use, whether it's a new locomotive, the latest type of seat for your riding comfort, or drinking cups for your traveling convenience. These men know where and how to get them. But their job doesn't end there. They also keep the stock of materials in good order and distribute them when and where they are needed. They develop improved methods of repair and reclamation of worn or damaged materials. And finally, they devise ways of disposing of worn-out materials to the best advantage. These railroad practices are vitally important in the never-ending effort to get the utmost service out of the $7 million the railroads spend each day for the things they use. And you benefit from such railroad practices through ever-increasing efficiency and economy of railroad operation. And now back to Gordon McRae, Lucille Norman, and the second half of the summer show train's trip to the year 1931.
Good night, sweetheart, till we meet tomorrow. Good night, sweetheart, sleep will banish sorrow.
1931, America, remember?
Rudy Valley sang a song called Goodnight, Sweetheart into the top musical brackets of all time and rode the crest of a popularity wave that spread from his beloved Maine to the shores of California.
Prohibition led the unpopular list, and Mrs. Calvin Coolidge christened the new dollar liner ship, the President Coolidge, with a bottle of water.
A blue Persian cat named Mitzi died in Los Angeles and made the front pages because it had inherited a home and $15,000 when its mistress died.
Wiley Post and Harold Gatty started their trip around the world.
And the historic ship, the USS Constitution, was sent on a tour of the United States.
With all the celebrities and important events taking place, it seemed as though there was a parade every time you turned around. And a young composer named Harold Arlen wrote a flashing and exciting song called I Love a Parade. Remember?
I'd walk every step of a mile and think it was really worthwhile to see a parade come marching down the line. I never have known anyone who wouldn't be willing to run to see a parade come marching down the line. Perhaps I'm what you'd call a patriot, but one thing's certain, whether I am or not, oh, I love a parade. The tramping of feet, I love every beat I hear of a drum. Oh, I love a parade. When I hear a band, I just want to stand and cheer as they come. That rat-a-tat-tat, the blare of a horn. That rat-a-tat-tat, a bright uniform. The sight of a drill
will give me a thrill.
I thrill at the skill of anything military. Oh, I love a parade. A handful of vets, a line of cadets, or any brigade. For I love a parade.
I love a parade. The tramping of feet, I love every beat I hear of a drum. I love a parade. When I hear a band, I just want to stand and cheer as they come.
That rat-a-tat-tat,
that rat-a-tat-tat,
the blare of a horn,
the blare of a horn,
that rat-a-tat-tat,
that rat-a-tat-tat,
a bright uniform,
the sight of a drill,
will give me a thrill,
will give me a thrill.
I thrill at the scale of anything military. Oh, I love a parade. A handful of vets, a line of cadets, or any brigade. For I love a parade. I love a parade.
In 1931, America lost some well-loved friends. A plane flying somewhere over the Middle West went out of control and crashed. And radio programs throughout America were interrupted by the somber voices of newscasters.
We interrupt this program at this time to bring you a special news bulletin. Knute Rockne, coach of the Notre Dame football team, and seven other passengers have been killed in a plane crash near Bazaar, Kansas. He will be remembered and missed not only at Notre Dame, but whenever and wherever football is played.
Yes, in 1931, the nation lost some well-loved friends.
Thomas Alva Edison died tonight at his home in West Orange, New Jersey. He was 84. He will be buried in Rosedale Cemetery on October 21st, which will be the 51st anniversary of the day he invented the electric light. The entire country will be in complete darkness for 2 minutes at 10 o'clock on that night as a tribute to his memory.
Night covers all and long, fortune may forsake.
Sweet dreams will ever take me home. 1931, the year the George Washington Bridge in New York City was formally opened, the year of the hunger marches, and the year Kate Smith first sang her most famous song.
When the moon comes over the mountain,
brings a dream dear of you. 1931, the year an Austrian schoolteacher walked across the English Channel on water skis. The year the King of Siam made a tour of the United States.
19 years back into memory from where you sit tonight.
19 years back to the Depression and Prohibition, to the laughter and the tears of those days when your pockets were emptier and you and the world were a little younger.
1931, the year Jerome Kern brought to Broadway an entirely new type of musical entertainment in The Cat and the Fiddle and gave America this beautiful new song to sing.
Try to forget, won't you, all you have meant to me and all I've meant to you, too.
I'm sending back to you the things you sent to me, your daydreams, your gay dreams, your glad dreams, your mad dreams.
Yet don't forget, will you, that memories haunt me too. Here's what they want me to do. To go on just doing my best to forget. So I remember you.
Try to forget, won't you, all you have meant to me and all I've meant to you.
It's time to ride our summer show train up through the years to an era much closer in time and memory, 1943. You remember 1943.
I couldn't sleep a wink last night because we had that silly fight.
I couldn't sleep a wink last night was Frank Sinatra's big song hit back in 1943, and it took 421 policemen, 20 police women, and several police cars to hold back his 30,000 Bobby Sox fans when he sang in a New York movie theater.
1943, the era of email and ration coupons, of air raid wardens, of the USO and stage door canteens. The Army, the Navy, and the Marines were writing the headlines, and the folks at home were sending overseas packages to the boys who were away and doing what they could to make the days the G.I. Joe spent on leave memorable. Among the most cherished memories of many a G.I. of 1943 was being a member of the audience of the smash Broadway hit One Touch of Venus and hearing Mary Martin sing this lovely song.
Speak low when you speak low. Our summer day withers away. Too soon, speak low. Speak low. Our moment is swift, like ships adrift. We're swept apart too soon. Speak low, darling, speak low. Love is a spark lost in the dark. Too soon, I feel. I go, that tomorrow is near, tomorrow is here and always too soon. Time is old and love so brief. Love is pure gold and time a thief. Will it, darling, will it? The curtain descends, everything ends.
Gentlemen, for joining us. In just a moment, I'll tell you what we have in store for you next week. The Summer Show Train is written by Gene Holloway and brought to you each week at this time by the American Railroads. You know, by spending $7 million a day for the materials, supplies, and equipment they use, the railroads help to promote business in thousands of communities, and perhaps in your hometown. Your own friends and neighbors may be among the thousands of people for whom these purchases help to provide jobs. And this is just one more reason why it's good business to do business with the railroads. Back in the gay 90s, My Wild Irish Rose was one of America's best-loved songs. And next week, the Summer Show Train is going to take you on a trip to the gay 90s to relive some of its interesting happenings and hear many of its greatest songs. Songs like After the Ball, Oh Promise Me, and My Little Gypsy Sweetheart. Be sure to join us again next Monday, folks, and ride with us aboard the Summer Show Train back to the gay 90s.
All aboard!
Well, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. And so, until next week, goodbye.
Gordon MacRae is currently starring in the Warner Brothers Technicolor musical hit, The Daughter of Rosie O'Grady. The impersonations of Bing Crosby and Maurice Chevalier heard on tonight's program were by Gordon MacRae. And now for Lucille Norman, Carmen Dragon and the orchestra, the Norman Luboff Choir, and our star, Gordon MacRae, this is Marvin Miller with a hearty invitation from the American Railroads to join us again next week and ride the Summer Show Train back to the gay 90s. And now stay tuned to your Monday night of music on NBC.
The Voice of Firestone. Hear it next on NBC.